harvest dilemmas brought on by rain. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Rain has stalled corn and soybean harvest in a number of states, including Minnesota. University of Minnesota Extension soybean agronomist Seth Nave says he has concerns about pod shatter, but believes farmers should prioritize corn once field conditions become fit again. And he suggests some farmers will have to dry down soybeans this fall. More after this. University of Minnesota Extension soybean agronomist Seth Nave says it has been a challenging fall for farmers in his state because of too much moisture, and some tough decisions will have to be made.
I think farmers are probably going to get in and take corn first. The issue that we have with soybean is it just takes a number of warm, sunny days before we can get back in there. It's not like we can flip the switch after the rains. Even after the soil's dried enough to get these big machines in there, we still aren't going to be ready to get in with soybeans. So I think farmers are probably going to be picking off a lot of corn, plus a lot of corn stock rots and problems with corn. So I think the corn is in a lot more dire condition than the soybeans in terms of even standing in the field. In most parts of the state, I mean, I know it differs whether you've got snow or other things, but most places I think farmers are going to be getting corn first. But then when we get back to soybean, we just have to wait for that moisture to fall. And again, when we have wet soils, we get a lot of humidity close to the surface in the nighttime, and our moistures will come up a lot during the night, so we probably aren't going to be able to start as early in the morning, even with good temperatures as we would normally like. So it's just, I think folks are going to have to be a lot more patient with soybeans overall is going to be the biggest issue about when to get in. It's unusual. We see a little bit of rain in the fall, but it's quite unusual to have this broad of heavy of rain this late into the season.
He tells Brownfield another anomaly this year will be the need to dry down soybeans.
There's a lot to it. It's possible to do. I just want to caution farmers to be really careful with it. Dry at low temperatures, lots of air, but it can be done in batch dryers. It can be done with drying bins. There's going to be a lot of competition for that space on farms with the corn that's coming in as well, but if we do get in a situation where we have to pull 15%+ beans out of the field, they will have to be dried a little bit. And so farmers, it is possible. They'll just have to be very careful.
Nave says locally there can be problems when soybeans are delivered too wet as elevators apply dockage fees. With Managing for Profit, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield, Ag News for America.